Brody Deacon strolled into Montgomery Inc. and couldn't help but smile. The buzzing sounds of the machines and artists at work soothed him. He'd been in one of the chairs in this room countless times before for all of his ink, and he knew he'd be in them again soon. Each person tattooed differently, and while some clients wanted the same artist to do every tattoo on them, Brody was a little different. He liked the way the people in this room had created his artwork as a team. They each had their own strengths and weaknesses and made sure he got the best of the best. It helped that the crew at Montgomery Inc. was some of the most talented artists in the country. The owners, Austin and Maya, were sought out around the world and had waiting lists years long. He was damn lucky he'd been able to get work done at all. Today, however, he wasn't there for a tattoo. He'd taken his day off to help out the crew since they'd given so much of themselves while laying the ink on his skin.
"You're here," Maya called out. "It's about damn time."
He rolled his eyes and leaned down to kiss her cheek. She glared at him, but he saw her mouth twitch. "I think your new slogan should be, 'It's about damn time,' since I hear you say it so often." She flipped him off. The other artists in the room, Austin, Callie, Derek, Brandon, Blake, and Sloan, laughed. "He's got you pegged," Austin said with a grin.
"Just watch yourself, Brody," Callie warned, her smile wide. "She packs a punch." "I'd stand up to her, but she'd probably hit me," Blake put in. "And then Graham would get all angry if I showed up with a black eye."
Maya flipped them all off using both hands before laughing. Being smart, Derek, Brandon, and Sloan remained silent. When Maya went on a tear, it was best to proceed as you would if you met a bear in the woods. Look non-threatening and act like you weren't there before, slowly backing away. Or were you supposed to look big and powerful against a bear? Maybe play dead? Hell, he didn't remember anymore and made a mental note to check that out later. Maya snapped her fingers in front of his face and he blinked, his mind coming back to the present and not the long winding journey it had just gone down.
"You there, Brody?"
"I'm here, darling. Just tell me where you want me." "One day Jake and Border are going to kick your ass," Austin said, his arms folded over his large chest. The man was big, bearded, and had once been more growly than not. Thankfully, marriage and kids had calmed him down some.